In this video, we will focus on agape love in male-female relationships. Agape love seeks the true good of another person before God. That definition protects us from many mistakes. Agape love is not attraction. Attraction may be present, but attraction is not the same as love. Agape love is not approval seeking. I do not have to win someone's attention to be secure in Christ. Agape love is not control. I do not get to manage another person's emotions, choices, or responses. Agape love is not flirtation. It does not use warmth to gain power, attention, or emotional comfort. Agape love is not fear. It does not treat every man or every woman as a danger, temptation, or problem. Agape love asks, what is truly good before God for this person, for me, for this relationship, and for this situation? That question helps us become wiser. In some situations, agape love means encouragement. In some situations, it means listening. In some situations, it means appropriate distance. In some situations, it means confessing mixed motives. In some situations, it means stopping a private conversation. In some situations, it means seeking counsel. In some situations, it means reporting danger or following safety procedures. This course does not ask anyone to ignore coercion, harassment, abuse, threats, stalking, manipulation, or sexual misconduct. When serious harm or danger is present, seek wise outside help and appropriate protection. Agape love never requires someone to remain unsafe. But in ordinary relationships, many of us need practice. We need to practice looking at men and women as whole people, not as labels. We need to practice gracious self-conversation. A person may enter a conversation thinking, I always mess this up. They probably think I am awkward. I need this person to like me. I cannot trust men. Women always misunderstand me. These feelings mean I must act on them. Those inner sentences shape outward behavior. Because we are organic humans, our inward speech affects our body, tone, posture, courage, and choices. Gracious self-conversation helps us pause. We can say before God, Lord, this person is made in your image. I can be warm and wise. I can notice my feelings without obeying every. I can honor this person without losing myself. I can speak clearly. I can choose agape love. Male-female confidence grows through practice, not performance, not fear, not stereotype, not shame, practice. With Christ, we can become people who carry honor into ordinary conversations. Reflection question, what inner sentence do you need to bring to Christ before a male-female interaction? Gentle next step. Before one conversation this week, pause and pray. Lord Jesus, help me honor this person with agape love, wisdom, warmth, and self-control.